Parivasa Sutra, or the principal verse of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And we had some discussions of how the definition of Uttama Bhakti can be applied in different cases. So, in the course of the discussion, there were some examples given of how we can do things favorable to developing Krishna consciousness, which do not themselves constitute Uttama Bhakti. Such activities are generally called Agyata Sukriti. But real devotional service is very high. It's very high. If we see in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says that we should be spontaneously attached to Him in Krishna consciousness. But if we can't be spontaneously attached to Him, then we should follow the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga. And by following the rules and regulations of Bhakti Yoga, we can develop the desire to attain Him. Then he says that if you can't do that, then just work for me. Now, working for Krishna without any personal desire is called Nishkam Karma Yoga. And even Nishkam Karma Yoga, which is completely free from personal desire, and where the fruits of one's work are offered to the Lord, may or may not be considered bhakti. Some acharyas consider it to be bhakti, but some acharyas don't consider it to be bhakti because the person is not ready to do what Krishna wants him to do. He'll do the work that he wants to do and give the fruit to Krishna. So that is karma yoga. So bhakti yoga is a very advanced stage which begins with surrender. And in the introduction also, Srila Prabhupada says that devotional service begins from the point of surrender to Krishna through the via media of the spiritual master. And Uttama Bhakti must be continuous. That is the meaning of cultivation, anushilanam. That it's not interrupted by any other activity, neither fruitive activity or impersonal speculation or mystic yoga or any other activity. So sometimes people will occasionally bow down in front of the deity when they come to the temple. So such activities, when they accumulate, can bring the person to the stage of bhakti. But one cannot be said to be engaged in Uttama Bhakti unless the cultivation of favorable devotional service is uninterrupted, unmotivated and uninterrupted. Then we come to the stage of bhakti. So bhakti is a very elevated position. So after giving the definition of Uttama Bhakti, Rupa Goswami cites some verses in support from other scriptures. And of course, the same verses are quoted by Srila Prabhupada in Nectar of Devotion. The immediate next verse is quoted from Narada Pancharatra. Sarva upadhi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam rishikesha rishikena sevanam bhakti uchite. Bhakti, or devotional service, means engaging all our senses in the service of the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the master of all the senses, master or proprietor. When the spirit soul renders service unto the Supreme, there are two side effects. One is freed from all material designations, and simply by being employed in the service of the Lord, one's senses are purified. So Krishna is the proprietor of the senses, and we should not use anything of the master without the permission of the master. And therefore the devotee takes permission from the Lord before he engages any of his senses. And the permission may come through the devotees, or through the scripture, or through the spiritual masters. But Srila Prabhupada says that a pure devotee does not engage any of his senses without taking permission from the Lord. And once Srila Prabhupada told one disciple that you don't move this pen from this place on the table to this place on the table without my permission. So, this is bhakti. Then there are some other verses quoted at the beginning of the first chapter from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Lakshanam bhakti yogasya nirgunasya yudhajitam ahaituki avyavahita yabhakti purushottami. These are the characteristics of transcendental loving service to Purushottam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is causeless and it cannot be obstructed in any way. My devotees do not accept salokya, sharsti, sarupya, samipya, or oneness with me, even if they are offered these liberations in preference to serving me. Bhakti yoga, as described above, is the ultimate goal of life. By rendering devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead,